And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2015. It's the birthday of Salieri, the composer Antonio Salieri, born in the Republic of Venice in 1750, who got a bad rap in the play Amadeus by Peter Schaeffer. Schaeffer portrayed Salieri as a rival of Mozart who was jealous of Mozart, and some versions of the story even accuse Salieri of poisoning Mozart. But Salieri was a successful composer, wrote popular operas, had a nice home life, wife, 8 children, gave free lessons to students. He went to visit Mozart when he was dying. He attended Mozart's funeral. Salieri died in 1825, for which he had composed his own Requiem 20 years before. It's the birthday of Margaret Murray, born in Seattle, 1902, went to the Alaska Agricultural College and School of Mines, where she met her husband, Olaus. They spent 8 months traveling around Alaska by boat and dog sled, and Margaret Murray wrote a memoir of their early days together, Two in the Far North. She was instrumental in the formation of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in the passage of the Wilderness Act. It's the birthday of Meriwether Lewis, the Lewis of Lewis and Clark, born just outside Charlottesville, Virginia, 1774. Clark was the outgoing one, and Lewis was quiet and meticulous. He was the one who kept the journals, recorded everything they saw, and when the account of the expedition was published, most of it was Lewis's work. He was paid well for being on the expedition, got 1,600 acres of land. He was made governor of the Louisiana Territory. But Meriwether Lewis was prone to depression, alcoholism, and he died in 1809, probably by his own hand. And it was on this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment to the Constitution was ratified, which gave women the right to vote. It had passed both houses of Congress the year before. It was sent to the states to be ratified. It all came down to Tennessee. It was a very close battle. The vote seemed to be tied 48-48. But the tie was broken by a young legislator named Harry Byrne, 24 years old. He had said he was opposed to the amendment, but he voted in favor of it. And he had in his pocket a note from his mother which said, "Dear son, hurrah and vote for suffrage. Don't forget to be a good boy. Signed, your mother." Here's a poem for today, a poem from the very early 17th century by Thomas Campion, Advice to a Girl. Never love unless you can bear with all the faults of man. Men sometimes will jealous be, though but little cause they see, and hang the head as discontent, and speak what straight they will repent. Men that but one saint adore make a show of love to more. Beauty must be scorned in none, though but truly served in one. For what is courtship but disguise? True hearts may have dissembling eyes. Men, when their affairs require, must a while themselves retire, sometimes hunt and sometimes hawk, and never, ever sit and talk. If these and such like you can bear, then like and love, and never fear. Advice to a Girl by Thomas Campion. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.